Hi folks, welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show. Please make sure you're subscribed to us at aminutetomidnight.com. Go down the right hand side and enter your email address if you haven't already done so. Well, many of you would have heard the shows I've done with Jeremy, the ex-32nd degree Freemason in the past. He has not been on the show for a while. He's been laying low, basically, but he has just sent me an audio in the last few days, which I'm going to play here, what he sent me. And it is an interesting update with some very important things that you want to take note of. So listen quite carefully to some of what he has to say. I think it's important information. So here is the audio that Jeremy sent me.
Hey, I'm going to make a short audio here. It's been a while, and there's just a few things I'd like to say. I appreciate whoever's been asking about me. Made a lot of changes in my life, for the positive. The Lord has truly been great and blessed me, and I am eternally thankful for that. As I said in 2019, it'll never go back to normal. Even this is as good as it's going to be on this earth anymore. You can see this system, this beast system. It is here. You can see it. It's not running at full speed yet, but it is running and it is in the process of standing up. Now, I just want to say this. I don't think I need to tell you to prepare and put stuff up. But what I think I do need to tell you is don't tell people you're doing it outside your circle. Don't make videos and say this is my prepper pantry and that. It will come back to haunt you. I have no doubt that in this country anyway, and I believe any country, but especially in the West, but I'm going to talk about the United States, they will find out all these people, and they will bust your door in and get food. When it gets this bad, and there's no food, and the people that are going to be able to have food are the people that are important enough to have it. It ain't going to be me and you. Put your stuff up and don't tell a bunch of people. Think of it like this. People are going to be so hungry. Think about just somebody and their baby is starving and might die. They're going to turn somebody in for food that has food in a heartbeat. And these programs, I have no doubt, I believe, are going to be enforced. I just don't have any doubt about that. Not even 1%. The YouTube, all these things are monitored to a degree I don't think anybody can comprehend. And when I listened to Tony's last video and they were talking about all these stuff in stores. When you spend, this may already be here. I don't know. I live in an extremely rural area in the mountains, so I don't know. But when you spend a large bill, you're going to have to leave your phone number, and they're going to tell you it's to trace transactions. But what that's going to be is to see what you're buying. And if you're buying a lot of food, you just need to think about those things and do this in a way that is responsible for the days ahead. We're headed to a time. This is a paradise right now compared to what's coming. I mean, man's hearts will fail them for fear. That's not just demonic entities and the fallen. People are going to turn on each other so bad. So keep that in mind. And know where you're going. Have no doubt where you are going. but be responsible and don't tell people outside your circle what you're putting up and how you're doing it. And if you live in an urban area, I wouldn't even use it. Well, just think about that and pray on it. And I don't know how you wouldn't come to that deduction. Food is going to be that scarce. And I don't think it's going to be that soon. I don't know. I don't know anything. I just know things from common sense and what I've been told and what I hear. And far majority of everything that I have learned of has happened. Some have been delayed. The president did not get elected, but make no mistake, the things that I said before that I was told about someone, it's going to appear they're going to be taken out. I have no doubt that they're planning those things to this day. But again, I wouldn't believe it when it happened. But I would think most of you surely are out of this world enough to know that it doesn't matter who sits in that office or those chairs. They're all the same group of people. Sure, they may be four or five or a dozen that aren't part of this, but they know you can't be in these positions today and not know, be bought for silence, go along with it, be threatened to go along with it, be threatened to and leave, and not to be in these positions to be able to do anything about it if you're not one of them. It's just that this is the end of time, and if the devil had those kingdoms when he offered them to Jesus, he's got them now, and he don't just have them now. He has a very tight control on it all. You know how late this hour is, so what in the world would be missing? These people will lose in the end. We know this. They will suffer horrendously for eternity for what they're going to do. And they don't believe that people like me and you, normal people who just want to live and earn a living and love your family and grow some food or love your dog, they don't think we should have the right to live. And things are going to start happening in this world. This COVID, that was nothing. That are going to be so testing. And it says in the Bible how much of the population of the world will be taken out. So you think about that. That has to happen. Now, we can say it's going to be a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff's going to, but you can bet they're going to keep this medical tyranny up to a degree that's going to be deep. It's just going to keep coming, and the rights are going to keep going, and eventually they will have these shots or whatever they are, chips, I personally believe in combination of, that you will have to take or you will not be able to be in society in any way. You know that day is coming. It will come. You know it like you know your name if you believe the Bible. So that is what you have to prepare for. Inside, to be on a level with God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to a degree where you know he will provide for you. If it is your time, it is your time. And look what will be next. There will be no comparison. This world is dying. It is rotting with decay of the fallen beast system. The more power it is expressing, it already has all the power they need, the worse it will be for you and I. Some event will occur that will make people hate Christians so much. Now you think about that. That it will be the norm for people to think we should be exterminated because we're not worth living. So be steadfast in the type of faith you have for the Lord, what the Bible says, and pray and guard your heart from the types of faith that are being preached. I was talking today with a friend who's probably listening to this, and we were talking about the level in the Western world, in the whole world, but in the Western world, especially in the United States, North America, the level of conditioning and manipulation, brainwashing on a physical level, not even spiritual, which probably doubles their all the initiative they put in, just physical that you know about, the technology that we don't even know about, add that onto it. The things that we go through on a daily basis that we don't even know, that the types of weapons and subliminals and things, the technology they have is so far beyond our grasp right now. I told you I know for a fact they have a whole different table of periodic elements. It's a look at technology. I mean, look back 20 years at TVs and look how they've changed the computers. Now, you look at traveling cars, look at trains and planes. Those things really hadn't changed. I mean, they changed the design a little bit, not rockets or planes. But this is what they let out. The technology they have, I believe, will be introduced I don't know what's going to happen to make that happen. I do wholeheartedly believe that they are going to say that there's aliens, because maybe they'll say they gave it to us. I imagine that probably would satisfy most people. But this system has to come to this earth, this fallen, in a way that is apparent to everybody. Like, they're here now, they're just not here like they're going to be. So where are you going to come from? You might look human or pretend to or have a technology that makes you or whatever dimension, spiritual dimension you come from gives you that ability, but something is going to have to happen to where other dimensional or quote extraterrestrial life is going to have to be introduced. And maybe they're going to say they're going to fix stuff. I don't know. But this is, I don't have any doubt about this. There's two races on Earth. I've told you that from the beginning. Believe that because I was told it. I don't have any doubt. The fallen are here in whatever forms that they're in. And the degree of things that's going to change, you just need to prepare for it. Every day that follows is going to be worse in terms of what we're going to have to face. But this is a good thing, because that's one day shorter to when we are going to go home with our Savior. You're going to see your family again. Think about that. He was beat to death. Come here and got beat to death for you. And that is something I shake to think that I would have to do for someone, let alone people I don't know. Now, what our future is, for many of us, just make sure you are in the degree of your faith that you need to be in when the time comes that we're going to leave this earth, or what we're going to face here. We're going to be brought up to them and charged, and these days will come. And you just, the flesh wants to be scared of those things, but we've known this in the Bible the whole time. Jesus said, you know, they persecuted me first. But the food and supplies, I mean, I would think most people listening to this channel would know by now that that's something that should have you should have already started doing. But I know people are waking up to this daily. So that's something you need to do while you can still do it and have the ability to still do it. And in this last program, well, I personally believe all these small businesses are being targeted. Well, I mean, it's all going to be gone, but these large corporations have to exist because they all have to follow the same system. And when this happens, when the mark of the beast, whatever you think that is, when it is in full force and you will not be able to buy and sell, there can't be other places you can go to Fred's or you know, Maul's Diner or whatever it is in your neck of the woods. There can't be those places to go there and get stuff. It's got to be these large technological AI-equipped corporations like the main ones you're thinking of in the United States anyway, to roll this out and stand by it. And, you know, I'm sure you know it's not just what you hear. They're all one. This beast system, I've told you from the beginning, you know, if you live in the United States, it's in every country, but we're talking about the United States right now. This nation is collapsing. There's no way you can't see that. This nation is collapsing, and it will collapse. And I have no doubt this nation will be invaded eventually. But this nation is collapsing, and you are going to have to be in a situation to where you're going to have to depend on yourself. There's not going to be a car you can go get into for gas. There's not going to be a store to go to after a certain point. I mean, just that's common sense when these things start happening. And you can see this happening. I have no doubt that, let me put it like this. I say all the time I believe, and I know people get tired of that, but I'm going to say it again. This is what I'm going to tell you that I think is going to happen. And I do believe this is going to happen. I believe that Biden is going to continue to deteriorate mentally in public. And I do believe that Harris will be president of this country. I don't believe I have any doubt of that at all. I know what I've heard, and I know what the Lord has shown me. I have had dreams so detailed about this that it's scary. And even to the point of, I've said from the beginning, she will bring Obama back. He will run this nation. Whatever title he has ain't gonna matter. But he's gonna run this nation into the ground. And people say America can't be Babylon because they've not persecuted Christians. Well, I'm here to tell you that day is coming. It's really here, but it's coming. And I believe that we are going to be persecuted in this nation like you've never seen Christians persecuted in modern history. Or, well, God said the end of time would be like no other time before. So that isn't to scare people. It is to put you in a situation to be in the faith you need to be in, and the relationship. It isn't if you know Jesus. It's does Jesus know you? And I mess up a lot in my life, just like everybody else. I'm a human being. But I'll tell you, the days ahead, the only way I can lean back and be happy about where I'm going in the end, and knowing that I'm going to be okay, is because I know that I've got Him. And I had three dreams. I had a dream of those three tsunamis, and I was on top of that building at the coast. And the first one didn't hit me. The second one hit my legs, and the third one went over my head, but I grabbed the bar, the railing, and rode it down, and there was catastrophe and dead everywhere. And what I believe that means is three events are coming. I believe COVID, this introduction, if you will, to their empire was the first one, because it really didn't affect me. It did, but it didn't. It was a wave, and I saw it. I witnessed it. I was in the vicinity of it. And just like where you live, if a tsunami hit around you, it's still going to affect you. The second one hit me a little bit. I believe what's coming next is going to... When I say me, I truly believe this is true, Christians. The next event is going to be hard. And the third one is going to be bad. But through faith in Him, we can ride it out. However that may be. I know I don't know who I'm talking to. And y'all are just seeing whatever Tony put up and hearing this old redneck simple man's voice. But I'm going to tell you, I love you. And you're my brother and sister. And I look forward to the day I can clasp your hand when all things have their end. And we can say, we got through it, and we know we're not going through it alone, because all of our brothers and sisters are going through this. And think of what they've been going through. The people that think, I mean, look what the Christians in the old world and in this world in these other countries are going through today, tonight, in the cells they're in. I mean, can you imagine? And we think our lives are so bad, and we have so much still right now. We have so much, and God has given us another day to prepare and told people to be in situations to tell people to do this. And those with the Holy Spirit and pray, I believe, will find the answer that what I'm telling you is accurate. You do need to prepare. But please don't be making videos and showing it and telling people, and you need to look up natural remedies. Please, that's so important. Wherever you live, go on eBay or wherever and buy books about the natural plants and herbs in your area, because these are the things you're going to have to turn back to. I'm going to tell you, I was a little late getting Tony this message, and he don't even know this, but I have been attacked spiritually in my home. Because I believe part of it was giving this message out, that these beasts did not want me to do. And I mean spiritually. Maybe it's because one person's going to hear it and change their life or help other people. Who knows? It's sure not anything from me. But please do this. The natural things, the trees, the things that trees have that can help you when used and made a certain way or added with, it's incredible, the things. I live in southern Appalachia, and it is amazing what God has put on this earth that is here that we don't need. All those Hebrews were in that desert for how many decades, and there wasn't a doctor or grocery store inside. And they had everything they needed. Now, though I believe God will prepare for us supernaturally, look wherever you live at what could be around you that He's already prepared for you. And you now can go and whatever research you need to do, which doesn't take much to find out what's around you, because I personally believe, without any doubt, the day is approaching fast. And you can see it dawning, to where you're going to need to know this information, because there's not going to be a store for you to go to. I just want to tell everybody that I've never went back and looked at videos or comments anymore. Where I live has terrible satellite Wi-Fi. I'm so far out in the mountains. But Tony tells me that people have asked about me, and that means a lot to me. I appreciate that. I appreciate your prayers. And like I said, I love every one of you. We are a family, and we are the body of Christ. And I believe so much of us are going to help each other in these days ahead, wherever we are. I don't talk about my personal life much. but the Lord led me to sell what I had, and I thought I had a safe place to go to, despite my home. And evidently I did not. I know there was question there with the former people I knew in my life, who may be listening to this too. The way that I found my home and where I found it, even was out of my state, which was would have never been a thought I'd have wanted to entertain, that I'd be moving out of the county, let alone the state. The Lord just put it together in ways that still are affecting me. And the places I go, the things people are giving me, I go to get up my car fixed, they're fixing something, or they say, well, it's not wrong, but I did fix this, and don't even charge. It's unreal what God has done for me. And I thank Him so much for what He's done. And He'll do those things for you. But the day dawning that you see, the sun's about to come up, and going to the store, these options are not going to be here. I know you may hear a lot of other people say that, but you cannot take that for granted, that that's coming, and take for granted that you can still go get those things and go get them. Even if you're on disability, when you go to the store, buy a few cans, of food and ramen noodles. That's not much. Buy what you can. And water, that's another one. There will be no water, and that's another thing we need to talk about. Nothing anybody says should scare you. It should educate you to, again, have the correct relationship with Jesus and the faith that He wants you to have, and to know that He knows you when you need His help and guidance and shoulder and love. I told y'all this a couple years ago, and this stands true because I believe it's happening right now. I believe that it's happening now. And I'm not telling you this to alarm you, but to make you change habits if you can. Prevent from using these things. If you can't, then you have prayer to the Creator of everything on this planet that can help you and knows that He is the only one that can change your situation. If you cannot drink municipal water, don't. Do not make your meals in municipal water if you can prevent that. Municipal water is if you've got water coming to your house from a pipe that you pay a bill for. County, city, whatever. If you don't have a well or a creek, a branch or a spring, I would be terribly concerned about what you're putting in your body or even taking a shower in. But again, I know that 85 to 88% of this country has municipal water. So there's a lot of, and I don't think buying water is going to do any good either. It probably is worse. I don't think a lot of you would be surprised if I told you they're poisoning food and water. Now, I'm not saying I know who's doing that. You know who's doing it. It's these people that are controlling everything about our lives that we can't change. They are not elites, and I don't think people should use that word. We are the elites in God. We are His family and His children, and we have the authority to use His name. We will see these people judged eternally. And I hope and pray that, if possible, that God would find ways to wake many of these people up. But again, the amount of conditioning and brainwashing that even we receive, these people received it since birth. Now, I don't particularly care for these people, but you can't hate them. And God loves them as much as he loves us. I'm sure people's faces are popping into your mind. That's the main ones right there. Of course, the majority of those are probably puppets. And the real ones are behind them, telling them what to say. Even old Schwab, which I do not think is a human being. I do not think he's a human being. I believe he has marching orders. But again, this is, I don't know. I think that, I believe these people have been brainwashed since birth and have grown up in a system of mystery schools and ancient religions that they believe is true. And they believe it to risk their life upon it, just like you believe the Bible and Jesus Christ. So please consider the words I'm saying. And Tony's got my email. If any of you want to send me a message, that's okay. I'm not the easiest to communicate with these days for my Wi-Fi, but all you need to do is pray, and the Lord will put you in the relationship with him and guide you, and you have to live for him and pick your cross up too. And that's not an easy thing to do in life. It's probably the hardest thing in the world to do when the things we face are coming, but it's the only option you have. It's the only real option you have. I love all of you, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me. I think that's all I need to say. I mean, I think that's the hard point. If you don't ever hear from me again, you know I'm going through it just like you. I'm out here too, just like you. And I'm putting the bulk in my life in God's hands. And I have no doubt that he will be there for me as he has. And he will protect me. I love all of you. If you can help Tony, please help him. I'm sure he needs your help and he's going through a hard time right now. As I'm sure a lot of people are financially. But if you have it, if you do have some extra money, maybe whatever reason, and you can afford to help him out, maybe you ought to do that, because there's not many people. Compared to the ones that are not telling the truth or the entire truth, there's not many people doing what Tony's doing and letting the truth out completely. A lot of these people who call themselves Christians that are on the mainstream or have these large audiences will open your eyes enough to tell you the truth and then throw sand back into them to just blind you again. Look who controls the world. Do you think a true man of God has a platform to reach the world right now? I believe if God wanted to, anything is possible. But he says the devil will have his time. And these people just know they will get what's coming to them in the end. They will be judged. I reckon that's it. Thank you for listening, and I hope I didn't talk too much.
And folks, we've just seen the overturning of Roe versus Wade in America. Ask yourself why. Why now? Jeremy suggested in an email to me on the weekend, it's because they want breeding between the jabbed and rather than them losing those children, they want whatever is in them, which is an interesting thought. Remember, transhumanism is a big part of the plans that is often mentioned by these so-called elites. Folks, as I mentioned at the beginning, don't forget to subscribe to us at aminutetomidnight.com. We put all of our shows and videos there, and you'll get notified of them when they come out. And A Minute to Midnight is run 100% by donations, and thank you, Jeremy, for mentioning providing If folks do want to donate, they can do so at aminutetomidnight.com. That would be great. It's always much appreciated. Also, please keep me and Holly in your prayers. Definitely been going through a very, very difficult time. Prayer is always much appreciated. There's a lot of spiritual warfare aspect, I think, going on. I won't say a lot more, but just pray for our health, especially Holly's health, and for provision and for God's guidance. So that's about it for this episode. Also, the music used, that's right, I've written, played, and recorded, and you can download free music at aminutetomidnight.com as well. So that's about it for this show. God bless, stay safe, and hopefully we'll be back with another episode in a few days' time.